Got it.
On February 8th, come join the Musqueam Nation in support of fundraising for their youth cultural exchange to New Zealand. Headlining the fundraiser will be Murray Porter, a Juno Award-winning blues musician critically lauded for the interplay between his buttery soft keyboard skills and his gravelly intonated voice. The fundraiser benefits 7 Musqueam youth who will be traveling to Rotorua to explore Maori culture and how it can inform their own traditional experience. The event will be held at the Musqueam Cultural Center, located at 4000 Musqueam Avenue on Saturday, February 8th at 7 p.m.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday. It's the 27th of March, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey Campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Old Trout's Puppet Workshop returns to town with famous puppet death scenes at the York Theatre next week. We'll talk to them on the phone from Calgary. And singer-songwriter T. Buckley is going to be taking a detour from his Main Street tour to come out to UBC to talk and play for us. And we'll have the usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to kick things off with a tune from an old pal who's been kicking around town for a lot of years. And I had the pleasure of sharing a stage with him at the Havana last weekend. It's High Rise Decks. Everybody, let's rumba.
Got a friend named Carlos, and he lived just down the hall. When he plays a conga, the night begins to fall. Where he plays a hippie rhythm, and he plays a sexy beat. But when he plays a rumba, you just got to move your feet. Everybody, let's rumba. Oh, up and down the hall. Everybody, let's rumba. Come on, one and all, everybody, let's rumba. Yeah, up and down the hall. Everybody rumba, one and all. Thank you. Yes, I got a friend named Billy, and he lives just down the street. When he plays a guitar, man, that guitar sure is sweet. Well, he plays some hippie rhythm, and he plays a sexy beat. But when he plays a rumba, you just got to move your feet. Everybody loves a rumba. Up and down the hall, everybody loves a rumba. Oh, come on, one and all, everybody loves a rumba. Yeah, up and down the hall, everybody loves a rumba. Oh, come on, one and all.
That's Big John Bates' Burlesque Is Dead, but don't tell the folks at the Rio about that. They won't accept it. On the phone right now, we've got Nick and Victor on the line from Calgary. Hi, fellas.
Hi.
There you are. Say, okay, so let's identify each other. Who's Vic and who's Nick? Who's Nick and who's Vic?
I'm Nick, and I'm Victor.
And you guys are from the Old Trout Puppet Workshop, and you're on tour with Famous Puppet Death Scenes that's coming to town next week. All
right,
so this is a show that has been in Vancouver before. It was workshopped at the Push Festival a few years ago, and it was last seen in town in 2007. And you've had other shows in Vancouver since then. So what's spurned the resurrection for want of a better word, of the puppet famous puppet death scenes?
Well, the shows that they've kind of built even after Famous Puppet Death Scenes, one of them that we toured recently, Ignorance, in some ways, we've always talked about how there's a bit of a triptych between the three shows, including one of their first shows, Ishvan, The Unlikely Birth of Ishvan. And so bringing Famous Puppet Death Scenes back has kind of been, in some ways, going back to those roots of the themes that we've been playing with for the past few years. And we thought it was important to play the show again, and everyone's been asking about it. So we were like, yeah, let's bring it back. It's a great show. We have a lot of fun doing it, and we think more people should see it.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the show then. What is the appeal? What, first of all, I didn't even know there were any famous puppet death scenes.
Well, actually all the scenes in the show are made up.
Yeah.
The whole show is sort of cobbled together from a bunch of made-up puppet shows, and we just show the puppet death scenes. This came from when we were making the show Pinocchio, and Jiminy Cricket gets killed. In the original version of the show, Jiminy Cricket gets killed, and audiences went crazy for that. Like, they loved that scene. So we just kind of said, why not just make a show of just puppets getting killed, because that was the best working scene in that whole show.
Give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want, exactly, man. So this show aims to cure you of your fear of death by bombarding you with scene after scene of puppets biting it, eating it, kicking the bucket in 100 different ways. We basically like to think of it as sketch comedy done with puppets and with a lot of heart.
And a lot of blood and gore, I hope, too.
There's a certain amount of blood and gore, for sure. Like, pus that gets shot out, blood that gets shot out. Puppet nudity, everything you want.
All right, that sounds fantastic. How's the tour been going? You guys have been playing, you played Banff, you went to Washington, D.C. Tell me a little bit about how that's been for you.
Great. It's been an interesting experience. I mean, we had to jump through some hoops, you know, with we had some problems kind of getting our visas going to Washington, but mm-hmm. we got through that and just in time, and we had a great time in Washington. And then unfortunately, the Roxy burnt down in Edmonton just before we were supposed to go out there. So thankfully,
right,
Theater Network still arranged that we could come out there and perform for people. And you know, there's been a lot of interesting events that have happened around the tour, but we think we're keeping positive, and we're keeping. I think it's made the show even stronger, and people have been reacting to it in a very specific way now, which mm-hmm. we think is great. People find it to be very timely.
Yeah. Now the Old Trouts have been around for about 15 or 16 years. Are you guys original members?
No, we're not. We are. We joined the company. I joined the company about 5 years ago, touring the Tooth Fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Victor joined in 2012, touring Ignorance.
Uh huh. So, tell us a little bit about the sort of the history of the Old Trouts. First of all, I just want to put out a plug for your website, because there is some amazing stuff in there in the gallery, and some of the videos on there, some of the other stuff. If you don't know much about the Old Trouts, go to the website first and check that out. But it started on a ranch in southern Alberta.
Yeah, picture this. The year's 1999. Everyone is paranoid that the Y2K is going to happen. The whole industrialized civilization is going to shut down. A bunch of weird, wacky puppet guys who are all interested in starting a company together. Who met at a camp, gather on a ranch in Alberta and make a puppet show, present it to Hutterites, and then after they show it to the Hutterites, they cart it into town in a bunch of pickup trucks and show it for the first time at the High Performance Rodeo in Calgary. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, some really nice carving work in there too. I was really impressed with some of the work. I mean, some of it is sort of very intricate and carefully sculpted, and some of it looks like pieces of driftwood that just had a couple of eyes put on it. But it all works.
Yeah. There's a beautiful aesthetic working here, and then there's also a lot of like found stuff that the guys are very keen to use as well. And I think that sort of collision makes for an incredibly striking visual aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. It's great to see, there's people from different backgrounds. There's one of the artistic directors, he's a painter. Another guy, he's studied philosophy. Another guy studied a little bit of acting, but he also is a Navy guy. So all of them kind of come together with these different perspectives. And when they build something, you know, one piece of the set will be made, you know, with scotch tape or something, and the other piece will be made with like incredibly long, drawn out carving and really precise kind of creation. And so all that kind of coming together makes for a very absurd and interesting looking show. Yeah. I think that's what people are really really taken in by. You know, there's a part of it that's there's an artistry to it, but at the same time, it's very goes back to even ideas of like the Monty Python and the weird cutout.
Yeah, the Terry Gilliam animation
style. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, oh, some of the sets look like they might have been designed by Charles Adams or Edward Gorey or someone like that.
Edward Gorey is a big inspiration for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you're playing at the York Theater next week, March 31st until April 19th. Have you guys done the York before?
No, it's apparently a brand new theater.
Yeah.
Well, it's an old theater that's just been renovated. So okay. it's got some like old creaky vibe to it, but there's new seats and a new lobby and a lot of excitement about the York coming back. You know, in the 80s we had bands the Dead Kennedys used to play there, and
that's awesome.
Yeah,
marriage, theater, old show, made new together.
Fantastic. And you can get tickets through the Kulch. So we'll put a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page all about that.
TheCulch.ca.
That's the one. And check out theoldtrouts.org to see what it's all about. Thanks very much for spending some time with us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So that is Nick and Victor from the Old Trout Puppet Workshop, famous puppet death scenes at the York Theater, starting on Tuesday night, March 31st, and going till the 18th of April.
Form of a 12-round boxing match, Miss Papas is a bilingual, passionate, hard-hitting, and personal adaptation of two immigrants whose happily ever after has an asterisk put on it. March 24th to 28th at Pandora's Box Studios. For more information and tickets, visit www.riceandbeanstheater.com.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
The 6th Annual Dean of Arts Prize for the Best Essay in Visual Literacy is now open for submissions. There's a $1,000 first prize for the winning essay. Every full-time undergrad at UBC is invited to participate. And it's the essay contest considering the relationship between form and contested space. The prize is occasioned by the exhibition Tom Burrows and the related symposia at the Belkin Art Gallery here on UBC campus. You're invited to write an essay addressing some of the following questions. How have various communities shaped Vancouver's public spaces? What kind of artistic forms do widespread migration and conflict create and demand? What does it mean to build or create on land that does not belong to most of its dwellers? What possibilities do practices of dissent, such as Vancouver's long history of squatting, generate for thinking about a city for which sovereignty and land title are contested? Your essay should articulate how the exhibition provides a lens for reconsideration of these issues. A lot to think about, and a lot to look at. The submissions are to be no longer than 1,000 words and submitted to the Belkin Art Gallery on at UBC campus no later than 4 p.m. on Friday, April 17th. If you want more information, you go to belkin.ca or check it out on the Dave Radio Facebook page. T. Buckley is here, and he's going to play some songs for us in a few minutes. But while he's getting ready, we're going to hear this. So that's Silver Sails and Surfing, and Tim Buckley is in the studio. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Doing great. So thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
I'm just going to move that over there.
Perfect.
A little bit closer for you. There you are. Great. Let's see. You're from Calgary, right?
That's true.
Yeah. And you're in town for a few days to play some clubs around town. And
yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
There you are. I didn't have the mic turned on.
Ah, we've got it now. All right.
So where have you been playing, and where are you going to be playing?
Well, I just got into town yesterday morning, and I played the China Cloud last night, and got lots more lined up. I'm at Slickety Jim's tomorrow afternoon with Petunia, and then Café du Soleil tomorrow evening, and then a few shows next week as well.
Yeah, I think I've got you here. You've got... You're doing two shows at Slickety
Jim's. Two shows at Slickety Jim's.
Wednesday, tomorrow night and Wednesday, and then you're finished at the Main on Main on
that's right.
On Thursday.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, we're calling it the Main Street Tour.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, no, I got a bunch of friends in town that and also really great players as well in town here that have kind of helped me just put it together, and so it's kind of an opportunity for me to come out and get a bit of a feel for the scene in Van and play some music. So it's
right.
Good.
Yeah. Well, why don't you play some music?
Yeah, sure. Okay. We'll start off with I guess this is kind of a newer tune. It's called Don't Lose Your Way. You remember your blue eyes, blue as the skies, or the babies just born to the sun. How we could always find a little piece in them, even when everything came undone. And you remember your first step and the way that you wept when in the arms of someone new. How he could hold you just right to stop you from crying, and the songs he used to sing to you. Don't you ever lose your way. Don't you ever lose your way. Child, don't sweat it. Don't you let it get you down. Don't you ever lose your way. Don't you ever lose your way. Child, don't sweat it. Don't you let it get you down. You remember his beautiful girl taking on the world. She let nothing stand in her way, but not at the cost of another one's loss. Yeah, your heart was filled with too much grace. And the hard times when you stood by his side, even though it was slipping away. He couldn't speak much, but he gave you a wink, and you knew what he wanted to say. Don't you ever lose your way. Don't you ever lose your way. Child, don't sweat it. Don't you let it get you down. Don't you ever lose your way. Don't you ever lose your way. Child, don't sweat it. Don't you let it get you down. Don't you ever lose your way. Don't you ever lose your way. Child, don't sweat it. Don't you let it get you down. Don't you ever lose your way. Don't you ever lose your way. Child, don't sweat it. Don't you let it get you down. Child, don't sweat it. Don't you let it get you down. Child, don't sweat it. Don't you let it get you down. Well, you remember your blue eyes, blue as the skies, or of a baby's just born to the sun. How we could always find a little peace in them, even when everything came undone.
Tim Buckley live in studio on Dave Radio. That was nice.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So how long have you been writing songs?
Well, probably about 10 years, I guess. And kind of, I guess, taking it a little more seriously in the last kind of 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you played much across the country?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I played lots in the hometown in Calgary and in Alberta, around the province. And I've been out, I've been to Ontario and toured the Maritimes a couple times and stuff like that. So I have been out and about, but not in a little while. So it's nice to kind of get out to the West Coast and do some stuff out here.
Yeah. Are you mostly a solo act or do you have a band too?
Back in town, I actually predominantly play with a trio. So I got an upright bass player as well and a guitar and mandolin player. Great guys, great players. Yeah. But this time's just a solo trip out this way. Yeah.
But you mentioned before that you've got some friends in town that might come up and play with you too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I'm going to be collaborating with a couple folks. Russell Schulberg, who plays with the Pugs and Crows, among many other bands. He's a great bass player, and Meredith as well. She's a great fiddle player, plays with Pugs and Crows, and again, so many other people. They're fantastic musicians, so I'm pretty excited to get to play with them and others too. I played a show last night with Ben Arsenault, who has a band called The Real Ponchos, but last night he was sort of debuting this other act called The Two Timers, and they were sort of a kind of straight ahead honky tonk kind of act, and they were fantastic.
Oh, wow.
So it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific. Let's hear another one.
Sure, yeah. Sounds good. Getting right into it. I just gave you a record. The latest one is called Northern Country Soul, and I'll play a song off that now.
That sounds good. How many records have you released?
This is my second full length. So I put an EP out in about 2008, mm-hmm. and then a record called Roll On in 2010, and then that one came out last year. And actually, I'm working on another one with my band right now that's going to be out hopefully in June.
Yeah,
still lots to do, but
we know about that. Hopefully,
yeah, we're shooting for that. Yeah. So anyway, but this is a song off the last one. This one's called Gypsy Girl. Used to think your eyes were like the moonlight. They made me easy and I feel alright. When I'm looking at them tonight, it's like I'm staring at an empty black sky. We sit out here at midnight. You said it'd get better with passing time. There ain't no going back in your mind. Still looking for the words to find. Gypsy girl, you got me running. My friends all say that I waste my breath for nothing. You're just a passing train rolling down the line. And a lonesome whistle's whine. Say you've seen dark times I never know about. That's why you keep me on this run around. Yeah, you tried to lay your burdens down, starting over in another town. Then again I had to let you go. All mercy playing on my stereo. And I stay clear and focused if I can. But your memory's coming around again. Gypsy girl, you got me running. My friends all say that I waste my breath for nothing. You're just a passing train rolling down the line. And a lonesome whistle's whine. Now you're just a ghost in this town, and I'm the dust laying on the ground. Better get picked up when you come back around, even though I'm only gonna fall back down. Gypsy girl, you got me running. My friends all say that I waste my breath for nothing. You're just a passing train rolling down the line. And a lonesome whistle's whine. You're just a passing train rolling down the line. And a lonesome whistle's whine.
Another nice one from T. Buckley. Yeah. So who do you like to listen to?
I like a lot of kind of Americana, rootsy singer-songwriter guys. Mm-hmm. Guy Clark, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, kind of that sort of Texas contingent down there. And then, up here, Cor Blund, that kind of stuff. Tastes are pretty broad too. I really like J.J. Cale. I really like Hank Williams. I really like, there's all kinds of stuff, I guess.
Oh yeah, the broader your view, your vision, the more influences you can take in, the more unique your own music is.
It's kind of cool with the trio. It seems like it's a little bit of a sort of a you know, a melting pot of sort of old school rock and roll and country and folk and singer-songwriter and Americana. So it's kind of all, it's all in that same realm, but it's all different, and it's kind of cool when it all sort of comes together to, you know.
Great. Yeah. Well, we got time for one more.
Cool.
I noticed you brought your harmonica. Do you want to use that?
Yeah, I should probably do one with that. Yeah,
okay.
I lugged them all the way up here.
You might as well.
Yeah.
So your new CD's just out, Northern Country Soul, and you've got a website, tbuckley.ca.
That's right.
And is this available anywhere else, or is it just through the website?
It's on iTunes and all that kind of stuff.
The usual stuff.
Yeah, the usual stuff.
You got a Bandcamp page? And
I don't have a Bandcamp page, but iTunes, website, that's kind of the best way.
Sure.
And then, of course, I'll be around town.
Yeah, yeah. Let's review those dates again.
Yeah, sure,
so tomorrow night, you're doing two shows.
Yes.
Slickety Jim's on Main Street at 5.
Yeah.
And then you hop the 99 and go over to Commercial Drive and go to Café du Soleil at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday at Slickety Jim's again, and Thursday at the Main on Main.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's right. Great. Well, thanks so much for having me on, Dave.
Thanks again for coming in, Tim.
Yeah, for sure.
So this is Tim Buckley.
All right, I'll end here with a song called Walking Home.
Too cold to even think that I'll go home for a drink and just hang low tonight. Well, everything groans and creaks in the darkness. Silence breathes out along this side. Well, the man puts out a smoke, pulls the collar up on his coat, and heads toward the barroom light. And I passed a little coffee shop and was pulled in by the band. This young kid playing the blues, so good that he was bad. And ain't that a reason to be carried by the sound? Ain't that a reason to hold on to what you found? I wear my hat down low, keeps my face safe from the cold, and makes you look mean and hard. Where my feet will guide me straight, shortcut through the gate of the old man's yard. Well, just like when we were kids, all the things that we did, I can't believe who you now are. Still, I got the thought of you that lingers in my head. And the way you look, the way you feel, come rushing back again. And sometimes I think about you so much I could be you. Sometimes I think about you so much it makes me blue. Divided by a dream, and the real though scene keeps you on the ground. Travel a path in your mind you can walk to find the answer to your fate somehow. And I will paint this frozen scene and the white clouds that I breathe are walking home in this town. And the highways that I ride upon have all become dirt road. Got a piece of land, freedom's head, and a girl to call my own. And ain't that a reason to be carried by the sound? Ain't that a reason to hold on to what you found? Yeah, ain't that a reason to be carried by the sound? Ain't that a reason to hold on to what you found? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Hamhuis. On the ice, I play defense for the Vancouver Canucks. Off the ice, I've joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us for our family festival on Sunday, April 12th at Jack Poole Plaza. Enjoy live entertainment, food, and family-friendly activities as we celebrate World Autism Awareness Month. And best of all, it's free. So come out on April 12th and help spread awareness. To learn more, please visit CanucksAutism.ca/support.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
If I eat beef, I'm moving up for the man. Good man, feeling bad. Oh, wow. That's all that is.
The weekend. We play all types of D&D or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune into the Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by me, DJ Rain, and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca.
All right, let's take a look and see what's going on around town on our local stages. Today is, of course, World Theater Day. It's the 27th of March, which is generally, you know, the annual day when we around the world celebrate theater. So if you get a chance, go out and see something tonight. And it doesn't have to be tonight. You can go tomorrow. You can go Sunday. You can go next week. But enjoy something in theater this weekend for sure. Lots to choose from. Starting right off the top with Spectral Theater's late night double feature. Once a month, the last Friday of every month, Spectral does a staged reading of original works in the style of old radio programs. The late night double feature, taking famous ghost stories and horror movies and creating a radio theater experience. And that's at Skinny Fat Jack's, which is the back room of Slickety Jim's at 18th and Main. And they get underway at 9 o'clock tonight. At Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock, another staged reading. This is a play called Cultivation. It's a brand new play by Krista Marushi, and it's the first in-season presentation to come out of Working With Play Development Program at Pacific Theater. They've got three shows tonight, one show tonight and two shows tomorrow for a total of three shows this weekend. At the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island, it's Carousel Theater's young people's presentation of Shakespearean Rhapsody, which is Shakespeare's plays introduced to young audiences, and they have three shows, two tomorrow and one on Sunday, and that's the last one for them. And then at Performance Works, Randy Parliament's group, Ghostlight Productions, is doing three shows in rep: Exit the King, The Singing Butler, and Corpus Christi. And they are on at various times throughout the weekend. So check ghostlightproductions.com for more information about that. And they have a special deal. If you want to see all three, you can get a trio pass for $60. So check that out. We've got a Vancouver Fringe Festival special event happening at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. It's TJ Dawes, a Fringe Festival favorite, doing a play called Marathon, and Dawson Nichols' Virtual Solitaire. And these are happening twice. Two shows a night, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. TJ Dawes Marathon at 7 and Dawson Nichols Virtual Solitaire at 9 o'clock, and that's at Studio 1398. Let's see, anything else on Granville Island? Not that I can see right now. Okay. Granville, Jericho Art Center, Welcome to Thieves. This is a A modern adaptation of a classic Greek play inspired by Greek myth, but set in the present day, written by Moira Buffini. It's a United Players of Vancouver presentation at Jericho. Then we've got Agatha Christie's Go Back for Murder at the Metro Theater. In North Vancouver at Presentation House, Dirt Road Productions presents Iceland by Nicholas Billen. And it's a scathing, funny, and insightful look at the oppositional forces facing the urban consumer set against the backdrop of the banking crisis. At Langara, up at 49th and Cambie, this is one I saw last night, and I couldn't recommend it more highly. It might already be sold out for all I know, but if it's not, make sure you get a chance to see it. They've got three shows left tonight, tomorrow night, and at a matinee on Sunday afternoon. It's the Elbow Room Cafe, the musical. The story of a revered West End institution, written by Dave DeVoe and Anton Lipovetsky, and starring David Adams and Alan Zinnick. And unfortunately, Alan Zinnick got ill and had to drop out. And so when we went to the show last night, the composer, Anton Lipovetsky, stepped in and did an amazing performance. With script in hand, of course, but still just rocked the house. He won't be able to do... He'll be on again tonight, and then filling in for Alan on Saturday and Sunday afternoon will be the play's writer, Dave DeVoe. So if Dave is anywhere near the caliber of Anton, it's still a fantastic show. You really have to see it. And it is phase one, so it will come back. And into a larger house with you know a bigger and better show, but being able to see something like this at the very beginning is a real treat. And if you've ever spent time at the Elbow Room, you will you'll howl. It's just great. It's really well done. All right, enough of that. At Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main tonight, it's Weird Al Karaoke. Vancouver's best comedians write their own parody versions of popular songs and then perform them live a la karaoke at the Little Mountain Gallery at 10 o'clock tonight. And we've got a show at the Kulch, the Historic Theater at Venables and Victoria. It's, I have to get in close because my glasses don't work that well anymore. Oba Burima, which is storytelling, dance, and live music about a young African Canadian's journeys across continents, genders, and races. It's a multimedia kind of show, and that's at the Kulch at 8 tonight, tomorrow, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. And then at the Havana, the Instant Theater Company, who does the Sunday night East Van comedy show every Sunday at the Havana, well, they do classes, and they have a group called their conservatory ensembles where the graduate students put together their own improv groups, and they are going to be doing their winter finals at the Havana tonight and tomorrow night. Two shows, one at 7:30 and one at 9 o'clock both nights. And so you can see some young up and coming, fast rising improv artists showing their stuff at the Havana. And of course, then the East Van comedy stuff continues on Sunday. Fox Cabaret Sunday service as well at Main and 7th on Sunday night. And at the Rio Theater, a really great show. This is an interactive vaudeville thing from San Francisco that features a lot of local performers, including our dear friend Jacques Lalonde. It's the Game of Thrones Live, Hodor's Revenge, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Rio. Not to be missed. And then for the midnight show at the Rio, it's Ben Stiller's definitive 90s coming-of-age movie, Reality Bites, with Janine Garofalo and Ethan Hawke and Winona Ryder. So that's the midnight show at the Rio tonight. Okay, so we're rapidly running out of time. We've got a few more tunes for you, and I've got the audition call board coming up. But first, who are we going to hear from here? What have we got? I had this here. I had this right here. I had this. Okay, I lost track of who I'm playing, so I'll just play it. Where are you?
I'm sorry.
I figured it out. It's Shimmering Stars. Recorded live at the Garage Mahal in Kamloops, and that's a tune called Roll Confusion from the CD Bedrooms of the Nation. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions in and around Metro Vancouver. If you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. X-Fest 2015, Project X Theater, holding auditions for X-Fest, their annual outdoor summer theater festival. It happens June 22nd to August 1st. And it doesn't say where. Oh, it's going to be in Kamloops. There you go. But they're holding auditions in Vancouver for it. So check it out. They're doing two shows, The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Jeff Pitcher and directed by a friend of the show, Heller Kant. And then The Shakespeare Show, or How an Illiterate Son of a Glover Became the Greatest Playwright in the World, by another friend of the show, the great Ryan Gladstone. They're having auditions in Kamloops on Saturday, April 4th, and in Vancouver the following week, Saturday, April 11th. You must either have experience or be comfortable learning stage combat and sword play. You know, it's Robin Hood and Shakespeare, so yeah, you gotta, you know, parry and thrust and all that kind of stuff. Send your headshots and resumes to info@projectxtheater.ca. A little closer to home, Pacific Theater is doing The Taming of the Shrew, a 1950s revisioning. It's Stone's Throw Theater is doing it at Pacific, and they are going to be, let's see, it doesn't say when the production is, but their auditions are April 2nd and 3rd at Pacific Theater, which is at 12th and Hemlock. They're looking for four women and five men, and most characters will be double cast. So show your versatility. Tomosuru Films, Trevor and Margaret, directed and written by Gerald Williams. That will be at the Havana Theater in June, and their auditions are happening at the SFU Woodward's Theater on April 3rd and 4th. They're looking for one man from 25 to 35, one man in his 50s, and one woman 25 to 35, and open ethnicity casting. North Shore Light Opera looking for additional male and female chorus members for their production of Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore. You can get more details from their website, which is nslos.com. And the Vagabond Players are doing Lend Me a Tenor by Ken Ludwig, and that is going to be happening in June. And their auditions are April 6th and 7th at the Bernie Legg Theater in New Westminster, looking for four men and four women. Now Theatre and Quimera Collective doing Vancouver's School for Scandal, directed by and adapted by UBC grad and another friend of the show, Matthew Willis. It's a satire on Vancouver's social culture told through the classic or the restoration comedy of School for Scandal by Richard Sheridan. That's going to be happening in June, and their auditions are the 3rd and 4th of April and at Carousel Theater on Granville Island. Looking for 14 actors. Casting is gender blind and open to all adults ages 18 and over, all ethnicities, all denominations. So just show up and do something and get in on this. Should be a lot of fun, this play. Awkward Stage Productions doing Titus, the Light and Delightful Musical Comedy of Titus Andromachus, which that's the one with all the blood and where the queen is tricked into eating her own children. And it's a new work, and they are doing it at the Fringe Festival, and their auditions are happening on April 12th at Carousel. Then we've got the Friendship Challenge, Dash and Active 8 Girls Club. That audition is today. So this is your final call to get in on that one. And that's happening at Little Flower Academy. And then the last two, we've got Bard in the Valley doing Love, Labor's Lost by Shakespeare. And that's going to be in Langley. Their auditions are happening this weekend, the 29th and 30th. And finally, Perry Elric's Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Company doing their summer program, Ocean's 11 and a Half, the story of Tom's Cruise. And their auditions are happening this month. More information on that at theimpresario.ca. For details on these and other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Hey. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. A special shout out to us. The final tally for Fund Drive is in, and we met our goal with money to spare. We were hoping for $40,000 to build a better website and improve our online access and our archives. And thanks to your generosity, the final total came in at $42,167. Thank you so much. Eleanor and Erica are next with Femme Concept. And don't forget, Napkin Boy with Nardwar, the Human Serviette, presents at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
Can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
This March 28th at the Biltmore Cabaret, V.A. Kong with openers Freak Heat Waves. This is a sold-out show, but a limited quantity of tickets may be available at doors. For more info, check on the show's Facebook page. Also from Timber Concert soon, Ghostface Killa this Friday at the Alexander, Arab Music this Saturday at the Electric Owl, and Belle and Sebastian this April 8th at the Vogue. To learn more about Timber Concerts and the shows they are bringing to Vancouver, go online to timberconcerts.com.
Yeah. Oh, man, who that is? Shout out Migo, shout out Zaytoven one time.
BBC Bike Rave.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, BBC fam? Bike Rave is back. Deaf and badass. Swiper Snap is getting the grunge. Hips down to heavy
bass.
Neon lights and fast bikes. Join the boisterous conglomeration at Kerner's Plaza on March 27th at 8 p.m. We got the glow sticks. We got the music. You bring the party.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, Final exams are always take home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9.